Are you interested in the current state of the health industry? Want to know more about nutrition, natural medicine, holistic healthcare, and more? You're in the right place. Welcome to Nutrition Prescription with your host, integrative health and nutrition coach, Angela Atkins. She dishes the dirt on a bunch of health topics with a social consciousness flair. Here's Angela.
And welcome to another episode of Nutrition Prescription. This is Angela Atkins of YourHealthUnbound.com. And today I have a very special guest, Carrie Tepidino, who is an internationally trained holistic health practitioner, a certified counselor of nutrition, a craniosacral therapist. Having grown a successful private practice over the past 11 years in Southern California, she has expanded her work to a global market by creating virtual private and group coaching programs, online home study courses, books, and speaking. She focuses on a holistic approach to weight loss, self-love, and mindset mastery. So welcome, Carrie.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. I've actually been in the industry now about 20 years, so I can hear that I need to update my
bio. Wow. that is something. So welcome, Carrie. I want to bring you on here and let all of our listeners know about you and how you got to this fabulous practice that you're doing. So if you could tell us a little bit more about your background, I'd appreciate it.
Sure. It's actually a great question to start with because, you know, I feel like when somebody has been in the dumps, like they've been at rock bottom and then they found their way out, it's a different understanding that like the intimate conversation that's going on in the head is you understand it a little bit differently because you've actually lived through it. And for myself personally, I'm doing this work and I'm so passionate about helping women thrive physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, because I was that woman who was 45, 50 pounds heavier than I am today. I did not have high self-esteem. I did not feel good about myself. I used food as a crutch. I was a stress eater, emotional eater. I had a full-blown eating addiction, was bulimic at times, anorexic at times. Like I did it all, over-exerciser. And all of that was just a symptom to something deeper going on. And I had that moment where it was like my broken down moment where I was crying on the bathroom floor, couldn't take it anymore. And actually got to the point where I was scared because I had once again emotionally binged because I was stressed about a deadline at work. This is when I worked in the corporate world. And I was stressed. And so I, you know, I wanted to check out for my stress with food and eating. Then I tried to purge it up, which never totally works. And for the first time in my life, I realized like I was literally physically killing myself because my heart was racing so much. I knew enough that my electrolytes were in balance, which affects your cardiovascular system. And I had a good friend in college whose mother had died of an eating disorder because her organs failed. And so I was clear, if I keep living this way, I am physically killing myself. So I had a decision to make, you know, either keep doing this or pick myself up off that bathroom floor and find a solution. So thank goodness I chose to heal. And so that sent me off on a really fun, strange, interesting adventure. I ended up traveling the world studying with monks. They taught me meditation and breath work and yoga. I went to India and I studied under an Ayurvedic doctor and he just downloaded to me for 12 hours a day for a month straight, everything that he knew in regards to, or what as much as he could teach me in a month in regards to Ayurveda. And bit by bit, I started to change how I was with myself, which really included this conversation that I want to share today, which is relationship to self, mindset mastery, and emotional mastery. And from that adventure of traveling the world, studying with masters, also coming back to the States and studying here and getting certified with the trauma resolution work and the holistic healing and the nutrition work, then I was able to create a system. It was like the system that I had hoped to find for myself, but I couldn't find when I needed it. And so from that place, you know, my business actually birthed itself because honestly, the way that I see it, and after talking to so many other coaches in the industry, amazing coaches like yourself, is oftentimes when we've had those moments that have been those hard moments, those breakdown bathroom floor moments, and then you find a way out, what you want to do is you want to share the solution. You know, like you feel like you cracked the code and then you feel responsible to help other people who are in that pain. I personally felt responsible to help other women who are in that pain find a way out. And so the company birthed itself, actually, which has been amazing.
Wow, what a compelling story and what a fantastic life. I mean, it's almost as if the rock bottom was the silver lining for you, because it took you on these fabulous adventures that really brought you full circle to health and then sharing that with others. That is just a fabulous story. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, and you know, it's kind of like what they say. They say oftentimes, like, your greatest challenge becomes your biggest blessing. And so definitely living through that whole low self-esteem and addiction phase, as hard as it was, like, in, you know, in hindsight, it was one of the greatest blessings, because it strengthened, it gave me such big challenges that it strengthened me to be who I am today. And it gave me a different level of grit and perseverance. And, you know, I've had a lot happen in my life. You know, my dad passed away 5 years ago, and my stepdad, who raised me since I was three, and you know, some broken engagements. And so there's been loss, right? There's been loss. And it's interesting, because I do feel that I've been able to manage pain and loss and just life's adversities, which happen all the time, but I've been able to manage them differently, or probably I should say better than I would have if I hadn't gone through that broken down, you know, bathroom floor decade or era of my life. It just gave me different tools.
Yeah, it became a learning experience for you, and you built upon it. That's, again, I applaud you for the change that you've made in your life, and now the changes that you're making in other people's lives. And to get into what you talked about, I want you to explain to us those three steps that you talk about, the sacred self-love, and give us those tools, because there are plenty of women out there who have gone through maybe similar, maybe different, but equally as challenging experiences in their own life, where they don't even love themselves.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So why don't you bring us in? I think you started with relationship to self.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So the sacred self system is actually a 5-step system, but today we'll just go into 3 of them. And so it starts with the relationship to self, and not just the relationship to self, like, on the superficial level, but really the relationship to self as the sacred self. And meaning, like, that deeper connection to yourself, where you really do understand and relate to yourself as the sacredness of you. Like, the fact that we exist, it means that we're miracles. I mean, the fact that we exist means that we're worthy of having it all, of being loved, of knowing our value, of knowing our worthiness. And so it's getting to the place with the relationship to self where you love yourself no matter what. No matter if you have extra pounds, moles, scars, you know, whatever it is, skin flaps, like, whatever it is, like, you love yourself no matter what. And it's not like your worthiness isn't being gauged, or your love for yourself isn't being gauged anymore by, like, an external validation. And it just takes the quality of living to a whole new level, because what happens at that point, and there's strategies to this, and there's training around this, because a lot of people are programmed to not love themselves, to think that they aren't good enough, that they should be different. They should have gotten straight A's as a kid. They should have been a better athlete. You know, it starts when we're young. And
like social conditioning. Don't you feel right. That plays a lot into it? It's not just how you're nurtured. You can have parents who raise you with an abundance of love, and yet you can be exposed to social environments that really strip you of your own self-worth.
Absolutely.
Out there.
Absolutely, because especially when we're young, and really between the ages of 3 to 7 is when we're most influenced, research shows. And we don't have a lot of life experience under our belt yet. So whatever we're exposed to, maybe we overhear something and then we translate it differently in our own little heads. Or maybe we've seen something, or, you know, it's very easy to create beliefs and core beliefs about who we are. And they're not based on who we know we are from the inside, because we haven't had enough life experience with ourselves to really be solid in that understanding of self-acceptance. And so as mature adults now, what we get to do is we get to reevaluate, you know, this whole conversation of relationship to self is getting back to, what are the core beliefs about who I think I am, which ones are serving me and which ones aren't serving me. And now as mature adults, we do have a lot of life experience under our belt, and we get to reevaluate. Notice I didn't say we need to, because we don't need to do anything. It's a choice. We get to, we're blessed to opt in to choose to reevaluate these conversations that we're having with ourselves about ourselves. And, you know, one of the greatest things that I learned, I remember my mom said this to me at some point growing up, and she said, you know, you're the only person that you can guarantee will be with you until the day you die. So why wouldn't you treat yourself with love and respect?
That's beautiful.
It's like, oh my gosh. Like even if you are somebody's most beloved, I mean, you just don't know who's going to be there till the end, just because of, you know, life. And so here, I remember hearing that, I was like, God, that's, you know, one of those wake up call moments for me. So that's the relationship to self piece. And I think that it can really start, like, if somebody's in the place, if one of our friends who are on this training or hearing this training, if you're in the place where you're, you know, you don't have a good relationship to yourself, I really encourage you to start having different conversations. And we'll go into that in the mindset mastery piece in step two. But do something, just start to do nice things for yourself every day. Like, take 5-10 minutes to be in silence every day. Start taking more baths, you know, go for walks in nature. Like, do things that you enjoy doing, not even as a reward to something, just do it because you deserve to be happy.
And that's what I encourage women to do, especially who are nurturers, who are caretakers, is that they need to have self-care. Mm-hmm. Because I think right there, most people who are nurturing other people or who are caregiving don't care for themselves. So right. They put themselves last. So I think that's a very good point. In your relationship to yourself, you need to give yourself self-care.
Right. And I call that the giving syndrome. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful when women want to give. It's so beautiful. But the give, oftentimes, and there's a lot of research around this even, how caretakers tend to be the ones that end up sick, because they give so much and they give from a depleted place, versus, you know, the cup is overflowing. I just heard this recently, and I thought this was a good visual. Like, fill your cup first, fill it so much that it's overflowing into the saucer, and then give from the saucer.
That's a great one. Well, I think a lot of people use the analogy that when you're on the airplane and they tell you if the mm-hmm. the mask drops for oxygen, put it on yourself first, so then you can help somebody else. Don't put it on the child first, because if you're not able to give, if you're not able to care, it doesn't do them any good if they have the oxygen and you can't help them any further. So
right,
you've got to give to yourself so you do have that abundance and you can give to someone else.
Exactly. And then that goes into our second step, which is the mindset mastery.
Tell us about the mindset mastery. I'm interested in that myself.
Yeah, so the mindset mastery piece is so critical, because the mind is one of our most powerful tools, or if not our most powerful tool. because everything's going to start in the mind, right? Like, whatever's happening in the mind is influencing the words that you're using when you speak. That's why I'm a stickler for words with my clients. If they say things like, okay, I'll try to do that, I'm like, you know, let's take try out of this sentence in this context. You're either committed or you're not committed. Try means you're giving yourself a back door, you know. So if you're going to try, then you probably won't do it. And so with the mindset mastery work, the mind is your greatest tool, one of your greatest tools, because it's influencing what you're speaking, what your the actions that you're taking, the habits that you're forming, and all of those things are going to affect the environment that you're creating, the state of your health, the state of your body, the state of everything, the state of your bank account. And so, you know, with the mindset mastery tool step, it really is about taking yourself from a glass half empty to a glass half full, or a glass totally full.
I was going to say, as you were talking about overflowing, so you would want it totally full, yeah.
Yeah, totally. So it's really changing from, taking it from the pessimist to the optimist view on life and what's possible in life. And so it's also something, there's what we use is something called NLP or neurolinguistic programming, which is a retraining of the talk tracks that are happening in your brain. And those are, I think of it this way. If you think of a record, for those of you who are old enough to remember records, I know the younger ones probably aren't, but you see a record and then there's a needle on the record and there's grooves on the record. So those grooves are your talk tracks and you've been telling yourself the same things over and over and over again and those are grooved into your brain. But what we're doing with step two is we're creating different grooves on the record. We're creating different talk tracks if those talk tracks weren't working for you. And so a very easy exercise that all of our friends here on this training can do right away, I call it the rubber band exercise. And what this is you put a rubber band on your wrist. Every time you catch yourself having a negative thought, you snap the rubber band. It's called a pattern interrupt. You snap the rubber band and you immediately replace it with a positive thought. So for instance, I can't believe I just ate that. I feel so fat. Why can't I ever get this right? What's wrong with me? Snap. Okay, so I might not be where I want to be yet with my health and my relationship to food and eating, but I'm really excited that I'm on this path of healing, and I'm grateful that I now have awareness.
I love that, and I too study NLP, and I also use NLP practices in my hypnosis practice, so I really find that is good to have pattern interrupts, because what you're talking about having a grooved in your brain is so true that that's come from before age 7 and you've been carrying that all along your life. So that's a deeply embedded groove you're trying to get out of your brain. So that pattern interrupt is going to be very helpful, and a simple exercise like that is a very good one. So I think anybody who's having that type of concern where they're negative talk or whatever, that rubber band exercise is going to be a quick, easy thing to do. So I take notes on this. This is really good stuff.
Yeah, and then exercise compassion and patience with yourself as you're retraining yourself, because you didn't get to where you are overnight. And so you won't go from 0 to 100 overnight with your healing and recovery. So be kind and patient with yourself on this journey. And it's interesting, though, because what a lot of my clients find is they will be snapping a lot the first few days, right? They'll be, oh my gosh, I had no idea I was such a negative thinker. And then they catch themselves mid-snap. And then they start to catch themselves before they need to snap. And then they realize like, hey, I'm not even really snapping that much anymore. And it doesn't usually happen overnight. So stay consistent with it. Give yourself, I don't know how long it will take for, it's individual. It could take 3 days, 4 days, could take a week, could take a couple weeks. But this is not a silly exercise. Stick with it. And it's easy. It's something that you can start right away, meaning today. And just start to shift the mindset and how you're thinking so you can create different results.
That's great. That's great advice. And as I said, I hope you're taking notes when you're listening to Carrie, because these are really good tips that you can start today. If you have this concern of yourself being a negative to you more than you realize, this is one way to train your brain or retrain your brain and get into that mindset mastery. Mm-hmm. So now we're going to move into this emotional mastery, which I'm certain is built right off of the mindset one. Let's hear some more about that.
Right. And they do, you're right. They all do go together. So with the emotional mastery piece, what we're talking about when we say up-level your emotional mastery, we mean learning to be with your emotions no matter what's happening. No matter if you just got the car broke down or you got hit with a big tax bill or your kids or grandkids are home from school sick or whatever's happening, right? That you learn to be with your emotions without needing to check out, escape, or numb out from them, which oftentimes is with food. For me, it was with food and eating. But food and eating, alcohol, could be drugs, recreational, or prescription, could be sex, gambling, shopping, working. I mean, there's a lot of different vices out there. So when you get this piece of learning to be with your emotions no matter what, so they don't take you out sideways anymore, then you learn that you don't really need to escape anymore, which takes down the level of fear, anxiety, worry. It takes down those levels of being concerned about being with your emotions because you don't know how to deal with them. And what we see happen a lot with our clients is their bodies start to heal. You know, they start to lose weight without dieting. They start to, then obviously that can affect their elimination. They're not, oftentimes if you have elimination issues, it's because you're holding on to something that you don't want to let go of. Well, if you're not needing to hold on anymore, then your elimination can stabilize and become consistent. Your digestion can improve. And a lot of healing can happen physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Depression can lift. I've seen it all. I had a client, Stephanie, who when she found us, she had been on antidepressants for 20 years. And she was supposed to be on them for life, is what she was told. She did this work, and within 10 months, under the care of her physician, because I legally cannot tell people to come off of reduced meds, so it was under the care of her physician, she totally weaned herself off of her antidepressants because she learned how to be with her emotions again. And so she was finally that happy mom again, making memories with her kids. Her kids were young. She was finally the happy wife again, her whole life changed because she got the skills that she needed, which is the sacred self system. She got the skills she needed to be present in her life. And so with the emotional mastery piece, life is going to happen. It's happening all the time. Adversity is happening all the time. But who you are within the face of adversity is everything. And so it's really learning to be comfortable with the uncomfortable, learning you don't have to dodge being uncomfortable anymore. And seeing that those moments of adversity can actually be those golden moments or opportunities for growth, and really changing your perspective on the whole conversation of breakdown. Like, what if the breakdowns were actually an incredible opportunity for exponential growth? So when you start to shift your relationship to your emotions and the idea or perception of breakdown, then what gets to happen is you can jump to the next level of possibility.
That is so true. And just to segue a little bit into something that happened with one of my clients, the client came to me because she felt it was necessary to lose weight. But in the process, we found out there were the digestive issues, the elimination issues. And when you back it all up, it goes to whatever she was holding on to, something that we had to discover in the process. And once she broke through, everything else broke through. Yeah. Once she broke through, whatever that mental, emotional component was, people don't often recognize that if you're holding on to something, your body is physically going to hold on to whatever. And a lot of times it comes to the point where you can't eliminate, or you eliminate so infrequently that you are you have discomfort. And you can also look like you're gaining weight because you're so toxic from all the backup that you have. So it is very true. And it happens, I think, for different coaches in different ways. People come to you for, the whole mindset, emotional piece, and people are coming to me for the nutrition and, healthy weight loss and all that. And yet it could be very similar things going on. So it's very interesting how the body is just so uniquely tied together. It's truly a miracle.
Right. And it's all what we see is the real formula for success is the inner work married to the science being the nutrition, the fitness, the detoxing, the supplementation. Without the marriage of the two, then, there's still probably loopholes or gaps. And so it's really taking the two together. And then when you get those pieces and you become, really proficient at both of those pieces, then you have a new natural way of being and living. And so these things that are happening now, which might be somebody's baseline, low energy, insomnia, migraines, depression, anxiety, stress, the baseline that they've gotten used to, once they start to heal, they realize wow, life can be really amazing. I didn't even know that I wasn't feeling so good, right? And so it's learning both the inner work and becoming really proficient at the science of being healthy, and creating a way to do it for yourself that it's it's graceful. It can be easy. It can be natural. It doesn't have to be a chore. And that's when I see a lot of lives really, really powerfully change.
Wow. And I know because of this work that you've done that you have gone to a great deal of effort to bring together a group of experts to speak about their own topics of expertise in the Women's Health Summit. So right. I want you to tell us a little bit more about it and when it's happening and just how it just sounds so exciting to me. And again, I'll shamelessly promote myself, but thank you so much for having me on the summit. But it is exciting to me, all the stuff that you've put together and the topics.
Yeah, cool. Well, we're so excited to highlight you as one of our guest experts this year on the Women's Health Summit. I mean, you have a wide knowledge base, and I think it's a real asset to the community. So we are very excited about the Women's Health Summit. It's our online event, which is truly the event of the year for women online to really come together and get supported by masters, people who are really proficient at the conversation of creating a life that you love, and being healthy physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And we've hand-selected amazing experts that all of their different wisdoms collaborate perfectly to really help women crack the code on making this the extraordinary year for them. And it's launching February 9th. And it's going to be running for a few weeks, so you don't want to miss any of it. You want to jump in and get your seat now. And Angela is going to put the link for you, right?
Absolutely. Along with this podcast, you'll have the link to go. You can register for free and have access to every one of those interviews, and you're going to get tremendous amounts of information, just like Carrie has offered you now. There's just these wonderful bits of wisdom that you get for free that, you just find these amazing experts in all different areas, and you're just going to broaden your knowledge and going to give you so much insight into what you can do for yourself to help take on a healthier outlook. And it'll give you a broader view of what services are out there too, because all of these people are there to help all the people in the audience who are seeking to have someone guide them through their process.
Yeah, and another really great thing is that we have such generous experts, and so they've all come together to just lock arms and support this bigger mission and movement to support women. They're all giving free gifts to help the women who are in the trainings to take it a step deeper, and really this is a rare opportunity to jump in and get some complimentary training and get into the minds of some of the best experts out there.
Well, Carrie, this has been great. We could talk probably for hours about this, but I want to thank you for your time, and I really hope that your summit has wonderful success, and everyone listening should go ahead and click the link in the blog post and sign up for free and get access to the Women's Health Summit and just enjoy the expertise offered and the genuine gifts that are offered to you for just your benefit to become better people and live the life that you truly deserve. So thank you once again, Carrie.
Thank you so much for having me. I can't wait to see you guys on the summit.
All right. And thank you everyone for listening again to another episode of Nutrition Prescription. And until next time, I'm Angela Atkins. I hope everyone will be well.
Thanks so much for listening to Nutrition Prescription with your host, Angela Atkins. Find her online at yourhealthunbound.com, Twitter at Angela C. Atkins, and Facebook.com/AngelaAtkinsHNCoach. We'll see you next time.